Blog Talk Radio.
This is it, what? Lucini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what?
What?
The Gigi Von Sister Gadam, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Introduced in Phantom of the Dark, walk through my hazard with levitation from Christian Chanty, Bethany Seven, showboating with Rugas, Flash Vines, Belafonte Jigga, let's get forward this verse as we confiscate your figures.
Jeffin' over Brown, levitating Jiki and Dashiki's the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond, running headed ice band, the big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut, breathing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, a pleasure, from the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Monte Gras, we screaming. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts at the seasons. I'll tell you, two players for swerving no corners. We madness to moolah, living with Charlie's angels on us. No.
This is it, what? Welcome to Kale's Corner on Tuesday, what? You like that? You like that, sis?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
I just felt a little inspiration, y'all. Just had to throw a little bit out there. I used to can rap. I'm telling you, y'all. My game was tight.
I used to get hum, bro. That's all I could do, huh?
Po thing. What's up, Scrooge? It is Tuesday.
What's going on, bro?
I would like to personally welcome everyone to the Tuesday edition of Kale's Corner. We would like to say welcome back. For those who made it through the weekend safely, quick side note, not to bring the spirits down, Big Boy had to go in the hospital again today. So we're going to definitely dedicate the show to my brother, Big Boy, my twin, and put him on our prayer list. He had to go into the hospital again today. But devil's a liar. He ain't going to win, you know. He just had to go and get looked at again. So, yeah,
okay.
We're going to keep our prayers. Yeah, we're going to keep our prayers open for bruh. How was the weekend? What went on this weekend? You know what I mean? What made your weekend a good weekend?
Well, it was a good weekend. We had a good weekend. We spent it with some friends and family members. Big Boy! Big Boy is online. He just clicked on. That made my day right there. That made my day. So, hey, he in the building. But my girlfriend, Jonsia Dixon, she lost her mom over the weekend. Long battle. She lost her mom, but she's doing okay. She's a comedian, so laughter and making people laugh is her comfort zone, you know, to get through this. So that's what she's doing. She has a lot of shows that she's got booked and stuff like that. She's in Cali right now. She's from here, but she's doing better. You know, as the minutes and hours go by, she's doing better. So she lost her mom due to cancer.
Okay.
Yeah. But she's okay.
This is the time I always say it, man. If you love them, make sure they know, because the next moment isn't promised to any of us. So we got to make the most. Make the most of the moment you're in and live the fullest of the time you're in, you know, live it to the fullest. Girl, I actually got lassoed into a car show at my job. They had they had Lamborghini trucks and Maseratis and all these high priced, you know, cars I cannot afford. And we were standing there. It was just a great time. I made money. I was able to come home and watch the Colorado USC game. Well, parts of it anyway. I didn't get the full game. I watched from the third quarter on. And it was a pretty good game. It was a pretty good game. I thought Colorado was going to pull it out. They looked as if they were going to pull it out. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. Then on Sunday, of course, you know, watched all the NFL football that I could. And then last night, perfect ending to the weekend, Monday evening. Watch that game. So, yeah, it was a pretty good weekend. Pretty good weekend of sports. And I was very thoroughly entertained. So, yeah, that was cool. That was cool, you know. The fight. The fight, man. I guess we're going to find out who was right and what round and everything. I'm going to say this about the fight real quick. I was disappointed. I was very thoroughly disappointed because I expected Charlo to do more than he did. He looked timid. He looked outpowered. He just didn't look like the Charlo that I've seen in previous occasions, you know? And I was like, okay, bring your brother up here. You know what I'm saying? Let your brother come in here and fight him because you need some help, bro. But, you know, we'll get into all that. We're going to talk about today on Kale's Corner, guys. Let's go ahead into it. We're going to discuss the wild card race as things are heating up and teams have positioned themselves for their place in the World Series. So we're going to discuss that. The WNBA finals are set. The Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty. Who's your money on? Who's your money on? T, real quick, I woke up this morning because the game was on last night on ESPN. I woke up to ESPN, and they were showing a picture of Jimmy Butler.
I had to rub my eyes three times.
I had to rub my eyes. I couldn't believe it. I was like, is that a joke? Are they playing around?
It is. It was a joke. It was a joke, but he do it every press conference year. Like last year he did. He put the fake dreads in his hair. The year before that he had these long cornrows. Like he do that kind of stuff to get a rise out of people. But this one was just a bit too far for me. And then the way he was holding his hand and swiping it to the side.
Yeah,
that was
man.
Just too much for me. It was just too much for me.
I'm like, at a time. We're going to discuss that, y'all. We're going to discuss that. Lady T, he is going to reveal the week four winner of Lady T's picks. The week four winner. We will also discuss the week four was all the losses, the upsets, and the straight-up good games, the games that turned out to be good. Okay, y'all can join Lady T and all our online corner crew. That's my baddie, G, David Ford, the whole big boy, all of them, on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or you guys can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family on 563-999-3782. Kale's Corner, we're keeping it real.
It's our only real.
It's our only real. Now I'm talking about, you know what, Trees? I am I'm just like a knucklehead, Trees. My daughter's birthday was the 20th. And I'm just now getting around to saying happy birthday. Look, my daughter's birthday was the 20th. My sister's birthday was the 30th of September. And I'm just getting around to saying happy birthday to both of them. So I love you, ladies. I didn't forget. Key got a gift and a call on her birthday, but my sister, I still haven't called her yet. So I have to call her and let her know that her big brother still loves her and say the whole happy birthday thing. But I'm such a stinker, girl. I am such a stinker. But it's all good. I love you.
Okay. Yeah. It's all good. They know Jones need to be celebrating anyway, so it's all good.
That was Trees. That was Trees. Trees, you got anything you want to add before we go into this commercial thing, you know?
Nope. I just want to say I'm so happy we're back with our family here at Kills Corner. You know we got to keep it real. You always say that. We're keeping it real. It's our only real. I'm just glad we're back.
Hey, that's what's up. All right, so you know what? I'm gonna try a little bit of old school tea. You ready for this?
Let's get it.
563-999-3782. Like Tree say, we don't own the right to the music, but the beat and the boogie is all ours. Y'all better get down with me.
Let's get it. All right.
I'm sorry, y'all. I was all into that. Tree, you should have seen me over here. I was over here partying. You understand me? So, the whispers, the mighty, mighty whispers as the beat goes on. Hey. All right, y'all. MLB, the wild card race. The Rangers and the Rays right now, as we speak, are in the bottom of the seventh. With the Rangers having a 4-0 lead over Tampa Bay. Mm. We got the Blue Jays and the Twins. The Twins have a 2-0 lead in the top of the second over the Blue Jays. Later on today, it's the Diamondbacks and the Brewers and then the Marlins and the Phillies, and then they start it all over tomorrow once again. Hey, listen, this wild card about to heat up. I'm telling you, it's about to be some good baseball played, you know. And I'm going to tell you, I snuck and watched a little bit of this Tampa Bay and Rangers game. Man, them Rangers looked serious, Trees. Them Rangers look serious, you know. So, hey, listen, it's anybody's race. It's anybody's race at this point. And, we're going to enjoy us some good baseball. We got the Houston Astros waiting. We got the Dodgers waiting. We have the Braves waiting. And the Orioles. The Orioles, my baddie. Your Orioles are waiting as well. So, yeah, good baseball. This is October, I'm telling you, man, it is. I love football, and everybody knows this. Football is my sport. October baseball, there's really no comparison. Yes, it's no comparison. It is no comparison. And I hear people say, well, they played 162 games, yeah, and they still got to go through wild cards and playoffs and all of that. So, yeah, and at this time of year in October, everything amps up. You know, it's more of a, yeah, we got to get this done type situation. So, yeah, you see clutch hitting, magnificent pitching, and defense to die for. Lady T, you got anything you want to add to that?
Nah, that's how I feel. I mean, the playoffs is nothing better than a playoff game. I'm trying to give me some tickets. I don't care what game it is. I don't care. I just want to be in the building, okay? Because there's nothing like being there in person. Like, we say that it's a good thing. You okay? You okay?
Yeah, girl, the water went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, okay. I got to make sure you're all right over there. It's not, I mean, we all watch it on TV and be excited, but to be in the building is a totally different experience. So I'm trying to get us some tickets to one of these Oreo games.
Mm. Do we have to take my Betty?
Yeah, we gotta take my Betty. She might, I don't know. She's at the homebody. She's at the homebody. She might not even want to go, but I'm gonna extend the olive branch to her.
That's what's up. I'm just praying with my mommy Betty. All right, let's go to the phone. Let's bring the Huckleberry in first. What up, 50 Sam?
What's up, Huckleberry?
I'm your Huckleberry.
What's up,
everybody?
Right.
Hey, listen. Before I say anything about baseball, real quick, I probably messed up about five suits to that song, "Honey Whispers." That was back in the days. Boy, you get on the dance floor, they play that song for like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You out there just rolling.
I know that.
It's,
right,
thank God for baseball in October. Because if your football team ain't doing nothing, you can always say, I was watching the baseball game.
How about
you? Yep. And I got to tell you this real quick.
Big Boy is telling me to tell you, what's up, Biscuit?
Tell Big Boy. I said, what's happening, man? Lord have mercy. But,
I know that's right.
Now that you see the teams that are in it, you were like, okay, who's going to choke? Who's going to stand up? Who's going to play like you expected them to play?
You know,
the light's going to be too bright for this team, or, you know, the pressure too great. So this is what you like. And ain't nothing like a baseball game that comes on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yes.
Kim, my Betty said she's going to the game. She's going to the old championship.
Tell her I can't go to Baltimore. It's not good for me. It's not good for me at all down there. So yeah, y'all go ahead and go. Tell her bring me a. Well, damn, don't bring me nothing back because I ain't gonna wear it. Let me stop. Don't bring me nothing back
because
I'm gonna wear it. Yeah, don't bring me nothing
she
back.
She might not come out the house again after they lose in the first round.
Uh oh. Is that a prediction?
It's because y'all losing for the first round, Ma.
I'm just throwing it out there. That's what I think.
You think the light's gonna
be too bright for him.
You did more than throw it. You launched that, bruh.
You launched that boulder.
Yeah, no doubt. And guess what? Nah, I ain't going to go with you. I want to see my Betty and the rest of the Baltimore fans as happy as possible. Do y'all believe that?
You said it.
I tried to sound convincing. I really tried to sound convincing with that. Let's move on. Yeah. Let's move on for y'all get me in trouble. Brother Ted, what's happening, bro?
Hey, how y'all doing, Kel's Corner? What's going on, Kel? What's going on, Lady TA 57?
What's up, Ted?
All right. Hey, first of all, I'm going to say, my Betty, just tell him, oh. You know? So I'm going with my Betty because, Kel, you jinxed my Cubs because, like Lou was saying last week, you know, they hadn't determined what was going on, you
right.
know, because you put us in there with Milwaukee and all. I'm like, oh, man, here we go. But anyway, like I said, I don't have no horse in the race, so I'm yeah. going with the O's, you know, with Baltimore. So,
okay. You
know,
that's
good.
I know that's right.
My Betty going to love to have all the support and the push and the help that she can find for them Orioles. So, hey, trust me. She cool with that. Trust. You know what I mean? She has
mm-hmm.
no problem. No problem with it whatsoever. All right, let's go to Brother Tang. What's up,
Tang?
Kel's Corner family. How everybody doing today? Much love and respect.
Much love. Hey,
much
love,
big bro. What's
all
up,
right.
57? What's up, Ted? Online group, okay. Brother 82.
Uh-huh.
I told y'all I was only one team I believe that can probably get the Orioles up out of there, and that's Houston. And I'm
all
gonna
right.
keep on riding that boat out. And if Houston don't do it, I think the O's gonna bring home that World Series this year.
You going to the game with Ma if they do?
Oh yeah, I go with her. I go
oh,
there with
okay.
my Orioles. I go with her.
That's her favorite son. That's her favorite son.
He said with his Orioles gear. You got Orioles gear, man?
Nah, but I know where to buy it at.
Oh, my goodness.
I know
oh,
that's right, time.
Oh,
I know
I
that's right,
know Orioles
hey,
gear, well, up, but I know, hey, where I go at, you see Oreos in Baltimore and the Commanders gear all in all the stores down here. I can go
yeah.
go on the track
yeah.
and I'ma find all y'all gear
hey,
in there.
Hey look,
every day
I ride down Minnesota Avenue, it's a dude with
uh-huh.
a little stand out there. His Oreos did not have an eye in it. So I advise you to make sure the spelling is all correct. And I asked him, I said, I'm singing the song. I'm like, O-R-I-E. You know what I mean? In my head. And I said, dude, where the I at? He said, man, I can't stand the Orioles. He was like, I hope a Baba do come and buy this cheap knockoff Orioles jersey. So be careful buying an Orioles jersey in the city. Them Bama's going to lead the eye off. Trust.
Oh,
that's
my
terrible.
Goodness.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah, but it was funny. It was terrible, but it was funny. And it reminds me, my Betty, Brother Ted has some stuff for you. Baltimore Ravens stuff, and I think that's it, some Baltimore Ravens stuff. Am I correct, Ted?
No. And I got some. Thank you. You was reading my mind, Kel. I was gonna tell you off the tip because I want to put it on there. But yeah, Baltimore Orioles stuff and the Baltimore Ravens stuff. You know, and I definitely want to like give that to my Betty. Definitely give that to her and definitely yeah. So that's that. But
all
I was
right.
trying
I'll
to
make
get,
sure she
get it. Lady T. I was trying to tell Kel to see if I was coming anywhere near this way. You know, if y'all, you know, could come this way and stuff. Because I was trying to make, I was trying to make a trade with you for that blue Bulls hat. And I got two new Bulls hat that I have never worn. And you could decide which one if you wanted to trade.
Mm.
You got to send me a picture first, bro. I love my blue Bull hat. So send me a picture when you see what you got.
I got
bro.
You.
Send me a picture. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Kel's Corner.
My Betty said thank you.
You're
welcome.
The paraphernalia trade place. That's what we're going to call this job. Kel's Corner.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, hey, update with the scores. It's still 4-0, the Rangers, and 2-0 with the Twins. So, the Diamondbacks and Brewers play tomorrow, and the Marlins and Phillies play tomorrow as well at 8:08. The Diamondback and Brewers play at 7:08, and that's today. I'm sorry. Forgive me, guys. Yeah, that's today. 7:08, Diamondback and Brewers, 8:08, Marlins and Phillies, and then they start the whole thing all over again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing I love about baseball. You know, you lose, you can get over it. You got to drop that loss in 24 hours because you got to play these bammers again the next day. So that's another thing I love about baseball. You don't have a whole lot of time to dwell on the loss and what you could do better because you actually have an opportunity the very next day to do better. So, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, you better have short memory.
Yeah, you better. You're better. You know what I'm talking about? If you don't, you're going to find yourself
looking on the outside. Looking
in. Exactly.
Oh,
man. Oh, man. All right, y'all. That's our baseball talk. We're trying to move along fast. Because I want to really, really take a moment to talk this Jimmy Butler thing, man, because it's been bothering me all day, y'all. All right, so 563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to talk some Jimmy Butler. I'm serious. Jimmy, we get that it's a joke, you know, but sometimes when you deliver your joke, that's why I love comedians so much, because it's about the timing aspect of their craft that makes them so great. Chris Rock, excellent timing. Cat Williams, David Chappelle, these guys have excellent timing. Jimmy Smith, if this is a joke, this is one of the most worst timing jokes that I've ever heard. Jimmy Butler, excuse me. See, I'm just, I've been discombobulated with this dude all day. I've been having to Google the picture over and over again because I'm like, no. He didn't do that. No.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, so you didn't get enough reaction last year with the dreads. So you're going to try to come back this year all over again with that's a perm, right, Trees?
It's a blowout. He don't have a perm. He just got a blowout. It's a not perm.
I don't see.
It's just a blowout.
I can't say that, but yeah, being a man, I can't use those words. So, but yeah.
It's like they take a hot comb and blow it out, or like you get your blow dry real hot and take a brush and brush through your hair and it's called a blowout. That's what it's called. I know you don't want to say that, but I'm just telling people what it really is.
Sis. I have no idea any of that. Listen, when my mother used to do my sister's hair for church on Sunday, my brother and I were outside playing. You know what I'm saying? We come in the house.
Exactly.
And her hair be all straight and nice and neat. And we're like, okay, she ready for church. You know? And you smell the hot hair smell from the straightening comb and the hair that burnt on the stove and then the comb. So
exactly.
Yeah. Shut up, Tay. Shut up, Tay. That whole situation, I'm lost.
Did you see the fingernails?
I heard his fingernails. I heard they were painted black.
Yeah. Well, then that's a whole nail, just like that. He had like little dots on the fingernails, little black dots on all of his fingernails.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
I was showing it online.
That's what showing he should have did. He should have left that one.
Yeah.
I don't care how much he was joking, he should have left that one alone.
Did you see
I mean,
Bam, though? How Bam responded to him? Bam was looking at him like, dog, you gone too far. You doing too much.
What you be saying when it be that stuff like that? Pineapples. He should have never did it.
Yeah, pineapples.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pineapples.
Yeah. I'm with it. Guava melon, tangerine, bananas, all that. Yeah. Watermelon, all of that. For real, y'all. I mean, we're already in a time where men are just being emasculated, you know, and manhood is like taken for a joke, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So for that to be the way that you show up to media day, bruh, listen, I love your play on the court. I love talking about your play on the court. All that, what do you call it, perm out or blow
out.
Okay. Yeah, all of that, man, cut it out, bruh. Cut it out, man. Nobody needs to see that. And
too much.
Let me be quiet. I'm gonna let y'all go ahead.
It's too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. 57, have you seen that?
Too much.
Yeah, I saw it, Ben.
Okay, you've been quiet. You was quiet over there. I was wondering if you seen it.
I was just listening to everybody. You know, sometimes I say things can be a little controversial. It could be, you know, construed a different way.
Right.
I didn't understand why he would do that. And if it was a joke, to me, it was too much. You know, sometimes you got to know you're not a comedian. You got to know when to play your joke sometimes. You
mm-hmm.
know, this is your professional career. You know, you already, I mean, you come from being at at the Open for tennis when Coco Gauff was winning. You up there, you're supporting her. Your young people are looking at you, being an inspiration. You're going around, you're supporting other people. And then all of a sudden you come out on stage and you like this, and your mannerisms, the earrings and the lips and in the eyes and the way you're flicking back your hair, you sounding like Little Richard up there on stage while you're talking. Come on, man. I'm just calling it the way I see it. You know, asked him a question. He said, stop. Leave me alone. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Now we know why that you know, in the last two games of the NBA title, why you couldn't perform. You was transitioning. You know, now just fully came out.
Come on, man.
You don't. Hey, look, sis. I know it's a lot of times you say I can't go there with him, but I'm gonna say this: men that ain't got it in their blood don't do that stuff.
No, they don't.
That's right.
No,
we don't play
we
like
don't.
That.
No, we don't.
That's right. We
no,
do not
we
play
don't.
Like that.
Yes.
You know, because we already know how it can be construed, how people can look at it. We
mm-hmm.
just don't play like that. We'd rather for you talk about our mama than that right there.
Yeah. Nah, real talk. Real talk. Yeah, yeah.
Big boy said he's being disrespectful to the training.
Oh, my
goodness. Hey, he done broke every code in the book, man.
Yeah. 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 I'm trying to be nice, y'all. I'm really trying to. Let's go to Darius. Come on, D. What's
D.
up with you?
How are y'all doing?
What's
hey,
up, D?
Y'all talking about Jimmy. I took it as what it is. To him, it's a joke. So I took it as a joke. Like, he, this is the second time on media day like this. He said this is his Halloween. So I'm taking it as what it is. It's just a joke. It's a, to me, it's a funny joke, too, at that, because you got to understand. He didn't. He said this is his emo look. So that means, like, the depressed, you know, that depressed guy, you know. Emo is with the, you know, the, like, everything he's showing is just emo. If you know. And he's saying this is what he looked like because they didn't get Dame. So if you just understand the backstory of what he's saying with his look, is like, it's actually funny. It's like, I see where y'all taking it and where y'all going with it. It's a little bit extreme. But if you understand the backstory of why he, you know, the emo look, it's because they didn't get Dame and he's depressed and but he's joking about it. It's a joke.
Okay. It's
far from what y'all are talking about. It's like way, y'all went super, super deep into, you know, out of space with it. It ain't that. It's just a funny joke. That's all.
He calls it.
All I can
emo,
tell you, nephew, is
he calls
I saw
it
what I saw.
Exactly. He calls it the emo look, but it was more like the homo look, bruh. Seriously.
I'm not taking away of what y'all are saying. Because y'all saying of what he looked like in XYZ. I'm just telling y'all the backstory that he didn't get Dame,
gotcha.
and this is his joke of not getting Dame, depressed. You know, and to me personally,
what?
I find it funny.
What happened
well,
to
what did
when,
he say?
What happened to wearing a sign around your neck with the I'm blown about Dame or can y'all believe we didn't get Dame or something like that, to transform your hair and your nails like that and all of the other extremities that he went through. It's crazy to me. It was like you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that. Come on, bro.
Let me ask D-Mar a question. Hey, D-Mar.
Yeah.
D-Mar, would you ever change it to an emo look like that?
Well, I don't celebrate Halloween.
I got you that, but would you ever change to anything like that?
No, I don't celebrate none of that type
okay,
of shit. I don't care about none of that shit.
Okay, there you go. I was going to say, I'm going to get my belt out tonight, boy.
Step D.
Come on
yeah.
now, Bob. Come on now. I'm just saying, I understand.
Hey, look.
That's up in that closet, and we going out in the backyard.
y'all going to be throwing football, playing baseball.
Can I ask you a question?
Come on, Ted.
Okay, I saw the look, but what was said? What did he say? Did he say something? Because y'all saying, you know, I took it as a joke or what have you, but what did he make any comments or what have you?
Everybody keeps saying
joke.
He just changed his voice up like he got a little feminine at some of his little when he was talking, but I just don't like that he did it, man, period. I don't know nothing about the emo joke, and I don't understand that. So,
Jimmy
don't
liked
like
to
that
do shock factor. Jimmy liked to do things like that. You know, I mean, you know, he called himself a barista, be charging his teammates a rack of money for some coffee and stuff. You know, and he just do weird stuff like that, man. But I guess I don't know. I'm not in this man's room or his closet, none of that, so I don't know. I ain't finna speculate on that, but like I said, I did see the picture, and, you know, I just thought about Rick James and Prince. You know, I don't know about emo and all that, if that's one of them cartoon characters, you know what I'm saying, that look golf in a sense, you know, yeah, I get what you're saying, D. You know, but
can I say
you know,
this,
man? It's,
when I think about shocking somebody, okay, you walking down the hallway and I jump out of the closet, boo. Okay, I shocked you to death. I mean, shocked you.
No.
Scared you. But
no.
I ain't jumping out the closet looking like Sister so-and-so.
Voulez-vous coucher à l'histoire?
Yeah, come on, man.
That's you, though.
I mean, and I understand, D, that, you know, we're from different times.
Right.
And people,
right.
Things that we did back in the 80s, you know, could seem antique now compared to the things they're doing now in this day and age. But still, for me, as a man, which I am, to me, that was too much. I'm not going to belittle the brother no more or anything like that. But if that was a joke, all well and good, I didn't get it. I didn't get it. And if I missed it, then I'm the dumb one. But I swear, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be dumb for missing a joke. I just think the joke went over a lot of people's head if you don't know the backstory. Like,
well,
when Dee was saying the backstory, I forgot that.
I wouldn't
book,
care, sis.
The backstory. Oh, don't wait a minute.
And I don't mean
I
no
was,
disrespect, sis.
I remember that he did put that out, that was the reason why I just, it totally went over my head until Darius brought it back to my attention. So that was the reason why he did it. It's not like I don't agree with it at all. 100%, I don't agree with it because I don't want my son doing it, neither one of my sons. I don't
right.
want anybody else. I don't want him to do it. But
right.
I understand what Darius is saying about why he did it. You know what I'm saying? Because just like with last year with the dreads, like he did it last year with the dreads, like I just think that's just certain things that he do. He just do stuff for like a shock factor, stay relevant. I think that's just my opinion. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Well, the next time I get turned down for a loan or something, then, you know, maybe I'll bring out my other side or something. I don't know. You know, I'm just saying, here you are because you didn't get Dame Lillard. You didn't get Dame Lillard, and you're still getting $32 million a year. You're still getting $32 million a year.
Hey, hey, what you gonna show
what
him at the bank?
What other side do you get?
What you gonna show him at the bank with a two-piece on 57? You gonna show him at the bank with a two-piece?
Hey, when I say this, Tang and Tracy know what I'm saying. My other side is a total MFC. Total MFC.
Man. All
you don't
right.
want to see that side.
Yeah, yeah. I will. Mm-hmm. We will leave it. Let's. Is this?
Let's move on.
Yeah. Is this Rev T or Nas? Which one we talking to?
Yeah,
here?
This Nas.
That's
man.
Nas.
What's
Nas.
What's happening?
What's happening? Hey.
What's happening?
Hey, look, Darius broke it down perfectly, man. It ain't really too much to add. The only thing I would add is this. When he did the extensions last year that looked like dreads, he was doing that for the same reason he did this one. When the NBA does media day, that means when the primetime game pop up on the screen, they got to use your picture for media day. So half the season last year, they had that picture up there with the dreads on, and then they eventually
right.
switched it to a 2K picture. So I don't know if they're going to even fall for that this year and even use this little pic he did. But go look at his social media impressions and see –
mm-hmm.
He made some money off of this. This is just Jimmy being Jimmy, figuring out a way to
yeah.
do it. And for the emo thing, for people of another generation, again, what's his name, just broke that down with the Prince and all that. That's all you got to look at. Them. That's that Fall Out Boy and those emo bands. Go look at how those white dudes look. That's how they do it. They got the hair like that with all the piercings and all that. And them people far from gay, but that's they little, you know, that's they little steez or whatever. I'm a 90s hip-hop dude, so I can't relate to none of that, but you know what I'm saying? I get it. It ain't for
yeah.
my generation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I grew up wearing
yeah.
baggy stuff. These kids wearing the tightest pants I ever seen in my life. It's just different generation, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you know what, you said tight jeans. My son had on a pair of tight jeans, and he came over here one time. And I was like, well, you know, I got these jeans that I want you to try on. And he tried them on. And I took his jeans that he had on, and I cut them up.
Dang.
And said, you're not wearing those, sir.
Oh,
you're not
man.
Wearing those. Thank you.
Have a great rest of today.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, Tang, what's that quote you always give me? They went for the money before. You know that quote you always got when I said, they went for the bag, man. They went for the bag. They're getting something there. As long as some money behind it. They don't care.
Oh,
I'll come
do.
Out any
they
kind of way.
Back.
I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, Nas, that's, you know, I'm from a different generation. Some things
yeah.
I just
yeah.
can't go out there and do. You know, yeah. Dave Chappelle turned down $50 million because he refused to dress up like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that alone.
I mean, you know.
That wasn't the whole backstory of why he's.
It was more to it than that, but that was part of it.
Yeah.
That was one of it.
Exactly. That's why I said I'm gonna leave it alone. So you, it's good.
Yeah. But you know, I'm just, to me again, to reiterate the point that I made, with society going the way that it is now, I think that showing up like that was in poor taste, because you have a lot of young men who are taking their own lives. They're killing themselves because they are confused about who they are. So that, to me, some little boys may look at it and be like, oh, if Jimmy Butler did it, I can do that. And some little boys are going to look at it like, you know, it depends on the parenting that is being provided to them. Some little boys might look at it and feel like he's making fun of me. You know, this is a seriously soft generation, to say the least. They're seriously soft. So you might have kids that's like, he's making fun of us. And it just was in poor taste. I get what you're saying, Darius, and I did. You're right. I wasn't educated at all on the emu thing and all of that, and being, because Damian Lillard didn't come to Miami, that's what he was doing that for. I didn't know any of that. I didn't know any of that. But even now that I know, I still say that was going a little bit too far. That's just my opinion. I'm not asking anybody to agree.
At the end of the day, though, Kel, still show business.
It's show business when you're on the court, because that's your business. If your doctor showed up, I'm talking. Excuse me. If your doctor showed up for your surgery like that, how serious would you take that doctor? You're having an accident and the ambulance driver shows up in emu fashion. How concerned will you be with him or her at that particular point in time?
As long as he put the needle in the right place, we good.
Yeah, I'm about to say, if we in the month of October, I get it. Like how we are now, I will get it. But if we in a random month of February, you show up like that, I see your point. But them NBA players, that's a 24/7 job. That's a 24/7 brand. Even when they off the court, they still a brand. So you really can't say
that's true.
Because if they get
that's
in trouble
true.
Off the court, it still affect them
it's
on
still
the
court.
The court. Vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
John Moran had that gun. That was off the court. And he still got in trouble for it. So
I'm sticking to the same theory, beliefs, and feelings that I had when Dennis Rodman showed up with a dress wearing an ape. You know what I mean? When he showed
and
up
he
in
had
the
about, how many people did he have when he out there waiting when he showed up? He had almost 500,000 people out there waiting to see him. Look how much money he made from that.
That don't make that does not
exactly.
Make, I'm sorry, y'all, but
it
that
does,
don't
it
make
that,
it right.
We're not
that
saying
no,
it
makes
it
right.
What he's saying is, we're not saying it makes
it's,
it right.
It's
so like Darius saying, it's a brand. If we have a difference of opinion, ain't nothing wrong with our opinion that we don't like it. But that's the way they roll it now, you know, and they keep their brand going.
When did we as a society get so far from right and wrong, do's and don'ts?
It's
when
that
did
way.
We?
Should have been that way for about 20 years now.
Can I say something now?
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Well, like Darius, like what Sloan was trying to say, it's the social media now. We're in a whole different age and era now. Like you say, it's entertainment. And like I said, they're 24 hours, and when they're off, they're on their social media. You know, they go back and forth with each other. You see Kevin, what Kevin Durant does. You know, like 57 say, what Dennis Rodman did. Look how much money he made. Look, he was on the cover of magazines, you know, and all those natures. But like I say, not to say it make it right, but they was about making their money, and that's what they did. So it's either you choose to do it or don't choose to do it. You know, so it's a matter of your preference. So
you making millions playing basketball. How much money? How much more money do you need to make?
Like
they
I
want
say,
it all.
It's their preference, man. I can't speak for them, man. You know, I can't
they
speak
want
for them.
Real.
You know, so
it ain't gonna. Once you start making money and you got money like that, they want another bag, and then they want another bag, and then they want another bag because they want to keep making the bag because. For real, Jimmy Butler came from nothing. He was homeless. He was this, that, and the other. He's trying to secure all the bags that he could get so he could never feel homeless and helpless again in his entire life.
Okay.
So a lot of
then you get used to a certain
nothing,
lifestyle.
But when they come from nothing, they want everything. I mean, like everything. So one bag ain't gonna never be enough. They can have $1 billion. It ain't going to never be enough. They are never satisfied. Those type of people are never satisfied. They're still going for another bag and another bag and another bag. So we can talk about this that we blew in the face. He going to do it again next year, and he going to do it again the year after that.
Yeah, okay, okay. Any other comments? Anybody else got anything they want to add that we may have missed?
As long as my man said he ain't going to never do it, I ain't worrying about nothing. The rest of them can do what they want to do.
My son ain't doing it. I'm good.
I'm good.
How bad. All right. Hey, we're going to pray for the brother, man. We're going to pray for the brother. That's all I got.
But Kel, think about how long that segment was, and then a basketball being dribbled or shot. The NBA ain't even started the season yet, and they got the impressions, social media, and all that stuff kicked up based off of that.
Yeah.
Well, and there also wasn't anything positive said.
If you look on social media, you'll find there's a whole other side to this, brother, who actually likes it.
So, social media is full of weirdos, bruh. Social media.
No, it's not. We on it now.
Okay.
We on it now. You can't say that. I can't let you, because now you're calling me a weirdo for being on social media. I can't let you say that.
Well, hey, if the brick hits you, you're going to scream. 563-999-3782. Great conversation, y'all. When we come back, WNBA. We're gonna do a quick run in the WNBA. Dennis Lady T. All right. Here we go.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth.
Come on.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Yeah.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring
them out. VIP, coming live from the VIP. Heard the nightlife, lost life, what I mean. Most feds in the state wanna see my knee. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other rapper got a hit, but shout it, he not out. Who set the city on fire soon as he got free? The king back now. Raw don't even know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. See a ball, the money stacked all the shack now. See a push a button and let the roof on the lack down. I'm on the road doing shows from a Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque.
Hey, quick catch, y'all. Quick catch. My co-worker. My co-host text me with the other subject that I really wanted to talk about. And that was the fight this weekend. Did you guys check it out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
No.
I'm gonna need the Charlo twins to get on them steroids if they're gonna be moving up weights like that. This man had moved up and it looked like he couldn't hurt him. He punched him with feathers.
I said that last week that he didn't have nothing for him. He barely survived. He barely survived. That was a terrible fight. All I'm saying is, man, look, Canelo, his speed. His speed kept Canelo off balance where he couldn't hit him with two or three good ones in a row. But his punches were not hurting Canelo. And when Canelo hit him, really landed,
you could see that his punches was hurting Charlo. But
Charlo.
That was a Charlo. That was his. And like Nas always, I mean, Marcus always says, fight styles makes fight. That was a boring fight, man.
It really was.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, it was.
It really. But it was boring to me because I wanted Charlo to do more. Canelo did exactly what I thought he was going to do. He rushed Charlo, stayed in his face all night, and Charlo just, I don't know. I don't know if it was that he couldn't take advantage or he just didn't. But I do know that, like 57 said, it was a nap fest. Them boys almost put me to sleep, man.
Yep.
I look at it, I don't know if y'all watch like All Access and like basically everything leading up to the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Charlo had made a statement. He was on All Access and he was running the hill. He was running. And he said, y'all not going to have me on here breathing all heavy like Errol Spence. Right? So when I take him for saying that statement and then I see the fight, it was like he was doing everything possible not to look like Errol Spence. It was like he didn't attempt to fight because Charlo, Errol Spence, everybody in that, they fight in the inside. They don't – none of them dudes, you could go watch 10 fights of these guys fight. They don't fight on the outside at all. They stand in there and they rumble with you. He didn't try – it was like he was just trying to survive.
Yeah.
It was like from the first round to the last round, I'm just to survive and get a check. I'm not trying to fight you for real. And then he tried to call out Bud after the fight. That's why are you calling you?
Yeah.
After this fight, you don't deserve Bud.
Yeah.
You don't deserve
for
Bud.
Real.
You didn't try to. And then you took a knee. You ain't get dropped. You ain't even attempt to stand in there and see if you could crack Canelo one time and break him down. The dude only like 5'7". You're sitting damn near 6 foot. You ain't trying to stand toe-to-toe with this man not one time in that fight. And
not once.
For me personally, I loved the Derrick James camp and all them guys over there. I loved all of them. But after this, I don't got no respect for nobody over there at that camp besides Errol Spence. Because your brother, he got smacked out by Plant, and then you
in
come the out and you run the whole fight. All that lines only, y'all need to drop that whole little mantra you got lines only and you this and you that. Y'all need to drop it because your brother got smacked out, not even in a fight, bare hand smacked out twice. You ran the whole fight. I'm done with both of y'all.
Well, let me piggyback on something nephew just
round,
said.
He backed up
after. I mean, he took that knee after Canelo backed up. It's like Canelo hit him, and then he realized I was hurt. Then he took the knee. I don't want to get hit again. I'm like, man. So I'm with you now. My bad thing.
Now, let me tell you what happened, man. Because he took a knee because he had to take that knee. Because if you look at the fight, Canelo had buffed him right upside his temple. And when you get hit right there, your brain gets the rattling off them boxing gloves. He took that knee because if he didn't take the knee, whoever had picked the seventh round would have won that shit. I'm telling you now. He did the smart thing. That was smart of him to take that knee. I watched him get. He got hit with that right hook right on top of his temple.
Yeah.
When you get them, he ain't have on no boxing. One of the things that you wear when you spar, man, his brain was rattling. I want y'all to believe that. Don't think that he just took a knee just to take a knee. You saw from the first round he was running because he tried to see what power did Canelo have, and he felt it. One thing I can say that was wrong about Charlo and them camp. That fight. Yeah, he do fight inside, but he never once tried to break Canelo down. He never once hit him to the body. The things that Canelo was doing to him, he was supposed to start doing that to Canelo.
Yeah,
but like
yeah.
I said, if he had stood there, he wasn't going to stand a chance. And I'm going to be honest with you. After I thought about him after that fight and we was all sitting down, I told all them guys, I said, I'm going to be honest with you. He really didn't lose. I mean, he lost the fight, but he didn't really lose no standards in that fight because he went up two weight classes. When he fight Bud and them,
he trying to get them to come, to be at 154. So that might be an okay fight for him, D-Mob, to fight Bud. Even though I still think, like you say, Bud is a technician and he will put that thing on him, but he's not going to fight the same way he fought Canelo. Because Canelo, man, in the first round, you can see as soon as Canelo hit him to the body two times, he didn't want no more of that. He was on the bicycle.
Yeah,
But Earl went out on his shield. That's what people wanted him to say about Earl, but he went out on his shield. That's what the way he had to fight. That's why I say I blame that on the coaches also. Because at some point in time, as you the trainer, and you see what's going on from the outside, you're supposed to tell your man at some point in time, go to the body, stick with the jab. He didn't do none of that. He felt that power and just started backing up. He didn't want no more. And then he tried to do something in the seventh round. But like I said, when Canelo busted him upside his head, right there on his temple, that right hook was straight on the temple. Man, that man's brain was rattling.
Did y'all hear Canelo after the fight? Did you guys hear what Canelo said after the fight? He said, I wasn't trying to knock him out. I didn't want to knock him out. I wanted to punish him and let him see that pound for pound, I'm the better fighter. So Canelo, it wasn't his intention to knock him out from what he said. Go ahead, Ted. I think that was Ted I heard.
Tang said it all, though, perfectly, though. You know, like you say, man, he tasted that power, and he couldn't handle it. He never faced nobody with that power, you know. And then as far as him calling out Bud, you remember Bud called him out after he whooped Spence, you know, and so he like, well, I got whooped here. Let me go back down. So, and try to get some, but yeah, I didn't see the fight. I just saw little bit clips and this and that. But what I saw, like you guys say, he was running. He didn't go to that body, and Canelo was just mixing everything up. He had a perfect fight plan, you know, and he punished him in a sense, you know. So, like Tang said though, I have to really repeat that he tasted that power, and I was like, damn man, I'm not ready for this weight here. So, because Canelo used to fight in that weight class, and dude ain't, like you say, and I was wrong. You guys was right, whoever called it, as far as he didn't, I was totally wrong. I like I say, I didn't bet nothing on it. So, but I just was trying to help the brother out. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, Ted? All you missed was a great bedtime story. That's all that fight was, a good bedtime story. Because I'm telling you, by the 11th round, I felt myself fighting sleep just to see what else is going on. For real.
That was probably a better fight.
But 57 and 007 was the one who said go the distance. They picked Canelo not 007, I'm sorry. 57 was the one that said Canelo going the distance.
I thought Tank.
He said ninth round, but 57 was the one who said Canelo go to distance. I'm trying to steal my joy, man.
You on a winning streak, aren't you?
Hey, we had nothing else this weekend. Can I have this, please?
I know, that's right. I can't wait to get there.
But you know, all I kept hearing in my head was 57 saying boxing getting boring, man. Boxing ain't the same, man. Boxing losing it, man. That's all I kept hearing. The whole daggone fight. No, that's not nothing to laugh.
UFC, baby.
You got on my daggone
UFC.
Nerves.
UFC. UFC. Yeah.
UFC is the place, man. I'm telling you, I'm getting familiar with these fighters in the UFC, the women and the men.
Oh, yeah, the women and the men. We got to say something about people moving up in weight
and then after the fight immediately using that as an excuse. Like, don't take the fight if moving up is going to be that much of an issue. Like, right. I just look at this like the Floyd Mayweather fight.
Well, hold on,
everybody kept talking about
It's the bag.
Yeah, but everybody keeps talking about all you got to do is get inside on floor. That's all everybody say. Okay, but guess what? That counter right hurt. And by the age of 19, we seen many people
okay.
stay on the outside and not try to get inside no more. And that's what Charlo did. And that hurts your ability to get people to put money down on a pay-per-view in the future, man. Say what you want to say about Earl. Dude, Earl went in there and took it. Like, Earl knew he didn't have a shot at a certain point in that fight. But he still went in there. He went out on his shield. That's all I'm saying.
Come on, Mark.
That is, man.
Come on, Mark.
What's going on, family? How y'all doing? Hey, what's up, Marcus?
You ain't come to get your
Marcus. Okay, yeah. So look, man, he did exactly what I said he was going to do, man. He sat right in front of that boy and made him look retarded. The only thing I was a little upset about, and it kind of pissed me off, he wasn't able to verbalize it properly. At the end of the fight, he basically said he didn't want to knock him out. Did y'all hear that?
That's what I was just saying. Yeah.
That joke tripped me out, man. It tripped me out, man. I was so mad. I was like,
he was trying.
Definitely was not. You could see him. You could see the boy. Literally, every time he had that boy, he had him hurt. He would say, nah, you can't go down, son, and back off. You see him do that little back off thing that he was doing every single time? That don't trip me out because the Canelo.
Hey, Mark, I think he was backing off, Marcus, because homeboy was a little too fast for him in his running. Come on, Marcus, man. He wasn't trying to hurt him.
Come on. I got to tell you, bro. I'm telling you, at the end of the fight, he was running like a gazelle. That's no lie. That nigga, that boy was running. Yeah, that guy was running like a gazelle. Like, no, but he was running like a gazelle. But it was because, man, it's debilitating to have a guy in front of you, bro. Man, Canelo, it was a point in the fight where he started slipping the shots, but he was eating that boy's shots, man. He was just like, here, I can eat your hardest shot for breakfast. What else you got? Now that surprised me. You know what I'm saying? That surprised me a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there was a point where he did start moving his head when the boy turned it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And he only turned it up a couple times. And every time he turned it up, he got hurt. You know, and that's what Canelo was waiting on. But the truth of the matter, when he would back off, I was like, damn, I was getting so mad. Like, we was, you know, I was at a little get-together, man. I was pissed, bro. I was pissed. You know what I'm saying? I was pissed because I'm like, you gonna take him in deep water and you're not going to drown him? Like, are you crazy? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I'll take you all the way there. You getting drowned if I take you all the way there.
That's what some boxers do, man. They just want to embarrass you. They want to embarrass you. Especially all the trades.
I don't think he could.
Charlo was talking big trades.
Oh, no, he could, bro.
I'm just saying he wanted to embarrass him. Because
I don't.
When he hit him in the seventh round, when he put him down in the seventh round, he definitely didn't jump back on him.
He
didn't.
He just boxed him. He just boxed him, did y'all see the way, I love this about Canelo. Did y'all see how he was hitting him in his bicep? That was the first punch he landed.
Man, he was hitting the guy everywhere, below the border, everywhere.
But that's his number one shot. That's his shot. Like your jab, he take your jab away from you by he hit you with the right hand in your bicep. You know what I'm saying? Hit you right in your bicep. So you can't throw the jab. Man, I love Canelo. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite fighters. You know what I'm saying? He's one of my favorite fighters. But he is, I'm gonna tell you something. His explanation for what he did at the end of the fight, or not by not knocking that boy out, it was garbage to me, because the comparison between him and the fight before that one that he lost with Bivol, oh man, get out of here, bro. They're not even on the same level.
Not right. even he ain't even that he not even that, that dude's pinky toenail. Not even that that boy's pinky toenail. You know what I'm saying? So to get up there and say, yeah, this version of Canelo can't be beat, I literally was cussing him out, man. If y'all heard me in the living room, man, I was literally trying to be polite because I was in somebody else's living room, but I had all kinds of mother, you know what's on my tongue. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like I was, I was mad. I was like, man, dang, man, I'm going to have to hear 57 miles. Y'all let this thing go to this thing. I actually forgot you said it. I thought it was just 007. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm just joking, bro.
I called Tang Saturday night during the fight. I said, Tang, he tenderized me. I had changed my mind. I thought he was gonna knock him out for a minute. I said, Tang, he tenderized him. He's gonna get him in about two more rounds. And Tang reminded me, hey, but he said you picked him to go the distance. I went, oh yeah, that's right.
I text Matt. And I was like, I text Kale and was like, hey, bruh, I should have picked the fourth or the seventh. He known for knocking people out in the fourth and the seventh. And he knocked them down in the seventh. And I was like, man, see? That's what really irritated me, bruh. What he does, he sets you up with pop shots. And then he throws multiple combinations. He'll throw a 5 and 6 punch combination. He didn't do that the entire fight.
Right. He was hitting him so hard. You know how you could hear Canelo's punches. I thought somebody was down the hallway in my house fighting. He was hitting him so hard. I was like, get up and look down the hallway, man. It was like these dudes. He was hitting him hard.
He really turned over no shots for real. The way he really turned them over.
I'm gonna say
if you look at it.
Go ahead, Mark. You good.
I just get excited about Canelo, man. Yeah. When y'all was picking that boy to win, I was like losing my. I was like, all I kept hearing was Roy Jones Jr. You must have forgot who Canelo is.
So, do you guys think that Charlo needs to take Crawford off his list? That'd be a better fight?
Stayed right there anyway. He should have never went up them two sizes to fight Canelo.
Hey,
just to get a
matter.
Fight with Bud. Like, he should have stayed where he was at and just asked for the fight.
I got to keep it a buck with y'all. That stuff don't matter. Going up and down and wait, Canelo did that his entire career. Like, everybody does that.
The power don't come with you when you move up like that. Sometimes it don't work. And if you Crawford, why do you want to fight Charlo at this point? You just devalued your ability to be box office. Why do I want to fight you?
For Bud to fight him, it's just pure personal. It's right at this point for him to fight. I want to see it because it's personal. It's a personal fight.
That's
Bud got a beef with that whole camp, really. So that's the only reason I would want to see that fight is because it's going to be a personal fight. Other than that, I really don't want to see it.
Absolutely correct, man.
My
Betty said they usually lose when they go up and down and wait like that.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody can handle that.
All right, y'all. Hey, that's the fight talk. Hey, I wish it was better. I really, truly wish it was better. But 563-999-3782. Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all better get ready to rumble. Y'all gotta run like a double. Rice like gumbo. Rice on the bumble. head in the swamp.
Here I go. Here I go. Here I go. Here I go. Here I go.
Lady T's right here. Come on, T.
Okay. He said, I'm bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp. Hmm. I said, okay, let's meet the alligator in the swamp. Okay, here we go, y'all.
That's bad.
That's my man. Yes, that's a bad dude right there.
No doubt, no doubt.
So yeah, listen, I'm y'all. Not gonna meet him in the swamp. You ain't going to meet the alligator in the swamp, Tang?
Tang.
No, alligator.
No,
hey, Tang, I ain't trying to meet a spider in the swamp.
Oh, man.
I met an alligator in the swamp before. I've been in the swamp with an alligator before.
Oh,
my goodness.
Billy Bad.
Swamp people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
hey,
man, for real.
I saw that episode of Swamp People.
I know the story. I know the story. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He ain't lying.
They think I'm joking, Tank. They think I'm joking.
No, he ain't lying.
Nah,
he's
sitting there for real.
The second side of his head.
All right, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
All right, here we go.
57 in that day.
Hey, he don't want to hear that I'm a hero. That's
boy,
all.
Oh,
Lord.
Backstory.
Yeah,
okay.
Kirby said he ain't messing with no gators in the swamp because he's trying to stay healthy out here.
Oh, man. What's up, Kirby? What's up, Kirby?
What's up,
while he's sitting there munching on his pork chop sandwich.
Here we go, y'all.
Real talk.
Here
that
we
sounds
go.
Good.
No,
and
don't eat
some
that.
Good eating.
Don't you eat that, no.
Gator some good eating. Gator is some good eating,
bro. Oh, I couldn't say the pork chop. Don't eat that.
Yes,
go.
It
here
is.
Yes,
it is.
The only
go.
Thing out there that really tastes like
y'all
chicken.
Come on, T. Come on, Lady T.
No, I know who the winner is.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. Marcus, cut it out.
Oh, Marcus, they told you who the winner was?
No, man.
We did not.
Come on, y'all.
No,
let
we did
Lady
not.
T come on with these picks, y'all. Come on.
We just messing with you, Lady T. That's all.
I know. So listen, guys, listen. We all did great this week. We all
right.
did great this fourth week. We all did great. So give everybody need a round of applause. Yay. So. With eight picks, see, we starting at eight. We ain't starting at two. We ain't starting at four. We ain't even starting at six.
All
everybody
right.
did great. So eight picks, you guys, eight picks. And I love Mom Baddie. That's my mama. She's got eight picks. And we also love Reese Cups. So Mom Baddie and Reese Cup got eight picks.
About time.
Moving right along.
Good, we got them out of the way.
You know what? I'm not messing with y'all. I am not messing with y'all.
Let's get to the real stuff.
Thank you, Kirby. Kirby said I'm looking real stylish over here. I'm looking real stylish. Thank you, Kirby.
Oh, Kirby, why would you do that?
Nine picks, you guys. Nine picks. See, we moving on up the road. 007, G. And my husband, Tang.
Oh.
Nine picks.
Okay.
Tang. Yes. Now, if you haven't heard your name, you are still in the winnings. Okay? You could be the winner. Yeah, G, you got nine picks. Okay. So, 10 picks, you guys. 10 picks. I got my boy T, my boy Marcus, and my boy 57, not boy, I'm
Damn.
Sorry you guys, I ain't mean to call y'all boys, my men, 57, Ted, Marcus, and the best co-host ever, DMV Kim.
Hey, okay? I beat Reese, yes. I beat
Bama.
Reese, I beat Reese. That's about
and if y'all... Listen, if y'all still haven't heard your name, okay, you could be the winner. 11 picks. 11 picks, y'all. We got.
Yeah, I ain't heard
Meemaw.
Your name yet.
Okay, and you about
Meemaw.
To hear right now. because Meemaw. We got Meemaw in the building. Yes, I said Meemaw. Okay.
Come on, Meemaw.
And your girl, Lady T. I got 11 picks. I'm over here. I don't own the rights to the music, but I'm over here doing my own dance. And the winner of week 4 is Lady T.
All right.
I knew by the sound of your voice. I knew by the sound of your voice that you won the picks. By all that show, all that extra pizzazz. Man, she was putting all that extra Old Bay Maryland salt on that joint, man.
Yeah. Hey, Marcus.
She's feeding the crab.
Cut it out.
She's feeding the crab, Marcus. She's feeding up the crab, bro.
She was like, all y'all did good. All y'all did good. But yeah.
Listen,
but anyway. Anyway.
I got to tell y'all something. Listen, Marcus, stop. You're making my side hurt, Marcus. Stop.
Okay,
stop.
Okay.
Okay, so listen.
Bye-bye.
The score was 24-3.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants, Gerald's Giants, only scored 3 points. Okay, couldn't get a touchdown. The Seahawks had 24. And that made it 27. Right, the score, because you had to add it up, because we got 11-11. So we had to get the closest to the score. The score was 27, so you had to get 27. And your girl got 27 because I picked 17 and 10. That is 27, okay?
Okay.
And Reese picked, I'm sorry. Our girl, Lady Meemaw, she had 21-17, and that is 38 all day, okay? That's how we come up with the winner, people. That's how we come up with the girl over here. Lady T is the winner. Week 4. Let me write my name down.
Boy.
She's going to be the winner on Sunday.
Hey, Lady T, I hate to do this to you, but at this time, we're going to bring the special guest, Rev T, in. See, Nas, you already here, so I can differentiate the numbers this time. Come on, Rev. What do you got to say, bro?
First of all, I got to say, man, big shouts out to Tall. No, big shouts out to Tall Balls and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. What he doing with Baker Mayfield down there, man. We've rejuvenating a quarterback, a journeyman quarterback that done been through some ups and downs. Now the tale won't be told until the end of the season. But for right now, man, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I just been observing them from the outside, right? They've been doing a hell of a job down there. As well as the Detroit Lions. I mean, you got to give out what? Four-week game balls. I'm giving 4-week game ball out to the Detroit Lions and to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But now let's get down to the legend at hand. Lady T, go ahead and start passing out that praise God candy. And 57, hold my plate. And don't take no money out till we collect it all together in one room. But now, you talking about Lady T, you won? Oh, no. Rev T won, mama, because all I needed was one pick to tell y'all Bammers, as much as I love them, I told you them damn Bammers was going to lose to the damn Eagles. Why?
Wow.
Because you got a defense that for the last 3 weeks been giving up 20, 27, 25, 30-something damn points a game. And sooner or later, I don't give a damn how much points an offense can put up on the board or is capable of putting up on the board. When you got a defense giving up 30 points a game, they was 2-0. Now they what? 2-2. Looks like another 8-8 Ron Riverboat, Ron season type to me or whatever, how many games they got.
Didn't the Eagles defense allow 30 points too? I thought I watched the game.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the Eagles.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Commanders. I didn't give a damn about the Eagles. But I'm talking about the Commanders.
Wait a minute, hold on, Ramsey. Hold on, listen to this. Sam Howell is a rookie. Like, he is a rookie. I'm not taking up, I'm not doing all of that. He is a rookie playing Jalen Hurts. The score went down to having to be overtime, and they lost in overtime.
He's not playing Jalen Hurts. The defense playing Jalen Hurts. Correction.
That's
he's not playing Jalen Hurts. The defense is playing Jalen Hurts. So I didn't come to Sam Howell. I said the issue with the defense need to be addressed about giving up these points. I didn't go for Howell. I said nothing about Howell.
But you go
for
I thought
where the hell with that? The defense ain't Sam Howell going against Jalen Hurts. I thought Sam Howell did a good job of bouncing back from a bad performance that he had the week before. I gotta give kudos to this dude, right? I thought the running game got cranked up a little bit more. I still say, what's that boy name? The running back? Antonio Gibson, right? Robinson should be the number one. Say your lady T, digging his T right now. We in church. Robinson should be the number one. And you put that
can't
other boy.
Be. Ain't Gibson no way.
At a third down back. I'm trying to tell you, man, that boy Robinson, Slim, he got the love and the power of Kunta in him and his legs. He just want to run. Call him Black Force. Because that young boy, he got power. And once he makes yards after contact. He's getting two, three yards extra after contact. And it seems like to me, he's like a battery. Once you charge him up and get him going, hey, you can't stop him. And I would like to see EB incorporate him more to the game. Kudos off to the wide receivers. They was getting the ball. They was more alert this week with turning around when they say that man had to scramble. But also, again, kudos to Sam Howell. Instead of him running into the fire, he was running away from the fire. He was being patient. He was seeing the hole. And if the pass wasn't there, then he was off and he was to the races. So, I mean, kudos off to the team. I'm not here to give no damn moral victory to what the Commanders did. But what I can say is, though, it was a hell of an effort. But the defense, though, in order for them to really excel, the defense got to go out there and figure out to keep teams to 15, 20 points a game because the offense is capable of going out there putting up 25 points a game. And I mark my words on that.
Now, let me ask you a question.
I mean, that's the way I see that.
Did you not see when Terry McLaurin caught the ball over his shoulder and his foot landed on the defender's arm, and they said his foot was out of bounds? But when they showed it from the sideline view, you saw a slither of green grass in between the top of Terry's foot and the sideline. That was a drive.
Yeah, we already know a lot of them referees do have pills before them games and drink alcohol.
But that was a drive where Washington could have won that game with. That was a drive Washington
could have won
that game with.
Washington had the lead of the game, and they should have held on to the lead of the game. Plain and simple. It shouldn't have came back. How many weeks you going to keep getting your heart broke from this comeback? Oh, they got to come back from behind. We need to get out of that mindset. Come back from behind. How about getting the lead and hold on to it and taking it all the way home?
Lady T, were the Eagles in the Super Bowl last year? Jalen Hurts.
That was last year. This is a new year. I don't give a damn.
Oh,
I
it can be a new
in
year,
NFL,
but it can't be a new
week,
one the quarterback.
Any week a team can be beaten. A team can be beaten. And, yes, they did come back. But still, though, how long is this they came back going to be acceptable? Oh, they did a good job. They almost came back. Why that man got to keep fighting and come back in the game? Why can't they just go run off in the defense, hold people down?
To tell the truth, I'm not blaming the offense or the defense. I'm blaming Ron Rivera. A 54-yard kick, you got two timeouts, and you called none of them. You called not one. But I recall you freezing your own damn kicker earlier this season.
Right.
Stop, bruh. I ain't blaming the coach. Where the blame needs to go.
Steelers game?
That was a good game. That was a good game.
The Steelers going to be all right. Mike Tomlin ain't gonna lose for so long. And I charge my foot on that. Mike Trump. And if picking ain't the answer, and they mess around
and they
going to get that young boy from USC Williams.
Can I speak on my own team, please?
Look.
What you called me 2 weeks ago, Kel, you said he's maturing. My maturity is slowly dwindling, bro. Slowly dwindling. I'm about to pull a U-Haul up to the back door and let him put everybody on it, and we're going to drive away.
It's only the first quarter.
Picking some garbage.
We've been watching this story right here for the last 10 years. We've been getting worse and worse just because now that we're not controlling our division, we got other teams that are good, Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati. Now you're beginning to see what we really have. If our front line defense can't get you, we're done because our offense can't score. That's a direct result of the coaching, the front office, because they're not getting the people that we need. So you can say whatever you want. Go ahead, man. I'm done.
No, I can't argue with you. I can't argue that fact at all. Watching Pittsburgh play this weekend, I didn't see the same team that we've come accustomed to. I didn't see the defensive juggernauts that you guys have been for seasons now. And I was like, what's happening with Pittsburgh? And I said, 57, go tell us, let us know exactly what is going on with Pittsburgh. So you're saying it's the coaching staff and the front office.
If the coaching staff, our offensive coordinator can't coach his way out of a paper bag, and I give it to the front office and the head coach because you picked these people, you picked the quarterback, you drafted the quarterback when there was so many other places you could have went, you went and got this guy, you know,
who,
right now Zach Wilson in New York looks great according to what we got.
Yeah.
You know, our defense, if J.J. Watts and Fitzpatrick and my man over on the other side ain't on the quarterback as soon as he dropped back, he going to complete the pass because our defensive back are some garbage, pure state garbage.
I need to make a correction. Mom Betty has, instead of Mom Betty having 8, she has 9. I forgot the Seahawks for her.
Okay.
She wanted me to make sure y'all knew that.
Come on, 007. I'm just calling you in.
Yeah,
go ahead, 007.
I usually say happy Tuesday. Today I'm a little upset.
Ain't nothing happy about it.
I'm blessed to hear from y'all today. I just want to say, by the way, what I'm mad at is that decision Ron Rivera made in Philadelphia. It's one thing when you ain't go for two and you went to overtime, but it's another thing when you say that the defense was gassed. Everybody was gassed. In that case, I feel as though you're supposed to win for two. In that case, if you knew your defense was gassed, why would you go to overtime?
Right.
That brings me to Thursday. Feed loses on Thursday. I don't like anybody get fired, but that guy got to go.
I agree with you. You called a timeout at the beginning of the season to freeze your own kicker. You had two timeouts left. You had two left. And then they put the camera on him, and the look on his face was, should I call the timeout now? Boy. Yeah.
By the way, Irv Benneby said for them to go for two, but because he's the coach, he said go for one. That brings me to Thursday. They lose this game Thursday. He got to go. He in the way.
He in the way, bro.
He's talking about Rivera.
In the
you mean Rivera got to go?
Hmm? No, Riverboat got to go.
You mean Rivera
got
to go?
Yeah, Rivera.
Yeah. He got to go. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. Mm-mm.
Oh.
Nah.
Well, hey.
So who expected the Chiefs and the Jets to win by three?
Now, that was a great game because I didn't expect anything from the Jets. And it leaves me, it really leaves me to wonder, is Irk Bieniemy being gone seriously more of an issue with the Chiefs than they're trying to let it be known? You know,
it's an issue, but their skill guys are really bad this year. Like that receiving core they have,
This
is far from what they used to be. But the Bieniemy part matters too, man. They need to definitely give him his credit. And real quick, why does Riverboat Ron still get that Riverboat nickname? He don't go for it on fourth and one a lot or a gamble or anything. That dude will punt and turtle up in a minute, man. So yeah, they need to take that nickname away. That's from them days with Cam Newton.
That's why he's still Kurt Kearney, because he gambled Cam Newton's career away.
It means something different now. It means he in a river. He's trying to swim up the boat. The boat trying to swim up the river instead of going flowing with the river.
Man, that man bound the grid down.
It means
Hey, look, can I ask a question?
Come on,
what do y'all think? I want to start some stuff right now, please. I'm tired of being all mild-mounted and everything.
Come on, Thursday.
What about this
Dallas-San
Francisco game? What about this Dallas-San Francisco game coming up?
Hold on. I got this one.
Yeah, come on with it.
Thank you, Tang.
What was that? I didn't hear Tang.
We still on y'all still is losing. We want to know what's up with y'all. We back in the boat up.
I've already told you what needs to happen.
We talk about the games that's coming up on Thursday. Let's talk about you saying what the Patriots and Bill Belichick was going to do to the Cowboys. And you know Bill Belichick and them sorry this year. And you went for them.
Hey, man, that's because y'all.
That was the worst loss of his career.
The worst loss of his coaching career happened on Sunday.
Man, hold on.
Yes.
What team in the NFL got two? The only team in the NFL with two personalities, the Dallas Cowboys. You don't know which Cowboy team going to show up any Sunday.
That's true.
You know?
That is true.
Come on, man. That goes to everybody team.
Y'all on paper. Y'all on paper to make it to the Super Bowl. Y'all are supposed to be all schizophrenic and backing two personalities.
We 3-1. So if the Super Bowl, if the playoffs started, we'd be in it. So what did you say?
But
we got, 12 more games to come? That comment, we got to bring that comment when we get closer to the end.
You lost your first game to a nobody team. Now you're getting ready to play arguably the best team in the game. This coming Sunday. What's
and
the
no
deal?
Argument,
you know?
We are talking
about
that game.
We talk about the Patriots. We talk about this week's game. Next week's game starts on Sunday.
Hey bro, they already gave
Texas. Y'all lost to a bunch of rookies. Oh, everybody over there in Texas is rookies and y'all lost. Even
hey,
the coach.
Sis, you know what? I wasn't going to go with you, y'all. I was going to go with y'all. But now I'm going with Dallas now. I hope Dallas kick y'all's boots.
Donate your money if you want to. Donate your money.
I am
going to
do it. I hope Dallas kick y'all's booty.
Hey, Tang made mention.
It won't be the first time.
Tang made mention of a game that surprised me, and that's Buffalo and Miami. I thought Miami. I thought that they were going to have a better offensive showing on Sunday than they did. I mean, maybe the Bills are what they say they are, because them boys clamped down. They clamped down on Miami. Miami couldn't do anything.
It was speed kills until you run into a stop sign.
They got a lot of people talking to SHIT about Josh and all them, so they rallied around Josh and said, we're going to beat this team, which is something they should have done. That's all that
what
was.
What we keep forgetting is that the Bills is a great team. They're always in the race. It's just that the same way with my man. When Josh Allen playing from behind, he presses too much, and he throws interceptions. If they're in the lead, he ain't got to press it. And that's the last two games we done seen out of Josh Allen. They've been whooping people butt, and he ain't got to put press to try to put the ball down the field. All he got to do is dink and dunk the same way a team's supposed to do. If you now, only time you press it is when you're coming from behind, and then you get them gunslingers that throw interceptions. If he don't have to do that, this is what you're going to see out of Josh Allen all year long, I guarantee you.
Yeah, and they play Miami perfectly. There are going to be times where people play too high safety, say, catch everything in front of us, and then we're going to tattoo you. Ain't going to be none of those long runs. Sometimes that's going to happen to Miami, but guess what? When you play them again, they still might put 50 on you because they the most dangerous offense in the league. They can go off. But, hell, that O-line ain't all that. And Buffalo showed, if you real physical with them, you can do some things.
You can do some things.
And that's a divisional game. You know how division teams play each other.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's what's happening in Cincinnati. Cincinnati cannot – they talking about their front line and their quarterback, but if you look at their defense, if you get physical with them, they'll bow down. I've been watching them for their last few games. I'm like, you guys don't want to get physical. Y'all want to be pretty and catch passes and look good going across the middle, but you really don't want to get physical. And until you do that, you know, teams like – Cleveland, they got Mac, and teams like us until Sunday, which I thought definitely Baltimore. Baltimore is incredible right now.
Yeah.
Let me see what Kirby says. Kirby says still the Commanders went toe-to-toe with the NFC champ and who could have, should have won the Super Bowl last season. They are one of the best teams in the NFL, and we came back on their ASS and almost beat them. In fact, we had more yards than they did. Jack Del Rio needed to rush five, not just four, to force the Eagles quarterback to hurry.
Agreed.
Mom Betty said almost winning is a loss.
y'all play well, man. They probably canceled some of their flights for them quarterbacks. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
No, I was just saying, I'm asking everybody a question. Do Jalen Hurts look like the same quarterback from last year? Like he lost a step, man. He ain't as fast as he used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he bigger, though, and that's why that 4th-and-1, they just roll it over. Man, that dude is strong as hell.
They were talking about that.
He looks like he's too big, though. Like he looks like he's too big to almost move around, though. Like he looks like he's not – Now, more like last year, he looked like he was just moving around, like just running all over the place. Like this year, it take him a little bit longer to move around. Like he got too much weight on him or something.
Hey, let me ask y'all this. They were talking on Inside the NFL about that brotherly push or whatever the name they was calling it. And they were saying that it should be outlawed. They shouldn't allow that play in football. Do you guys agree with that? I don't agree with it. But
I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
Football is football. I mean, y'all doing too much with these rules and all this. Just let it stay what it is. Like, y'all already making it about to be flag football in a minute. Leave it alone.
And I say,
for real,
some team is going to find a way to stop it. And being as though the NFL is a copycat league, you're going to have that teams watching what that team did to stop it, and then they're going to – we already saw Washington make them go another route on a 4th-and-1 play. So it's not too far off to see somebody actually being able to stop that soon. And I mean,
yeah, but y'all got the D line to do it though. It's a D line talent thing, and eventually somebody gonna send Jalen to that blue tent because they're gonna hit him in his head on that play, yeah. And that's the only thing that's gonna slow them down from doing it because they're just getting free first downs or touchdowns right now.
Mm-hmm. Like Geno. Geno got hurt last night too, and he had to go to that tent. And that young boy, Locke, he came in there. He did a pretty good job. Like he did okay.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Can I say something about the Redskins? I mean, the Washington football team.
Go ahead.
And I'm not trying to be derogatory.
Go ahead.
I saw Sunday was a team that was beginning, because I told Tank, because I was going to call you at one point, Kel, and say, it looked like y'all might have found your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at this team. This team, you might not say they're rebuilding, but you got different owners.
Yeah.
It looked like on Sunday people were beginning to figure out where they were supposed to be on the field at a certain time doing a certain play. You know, you played the number two team in the league from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, because they came in second. So if I was a fan of the Washington football team, I would be encouraged from what I saw Sunday. You know, instead of – well, I can't tell nobody how to feel, but me personally,
absolutely.
I would be encouraged. I would be encouraged.
You know what, 57, I am. But, you know, it's always got to be something. And that something is Ron Rivera, man. That something is Ron Rivera. When players were making mistakes on offense, Ron Rivera wasn't meeting them on the sideline. Eric Bieniemy was. And I don't care if you were the tight end, the running back, a lineman, or whatever. Ron, and then on the defensive side, okay, Ron Rivera, you want to say that your lineage is defense. Well, on the defensive side, I didn't see you jump and get at anyone. Last night, 72-year-old Pete Carroll, okay, running up and down the sideline,
as usual.
You know, and really getting into your players feed off of that energy. Your players feed off of that. And Ron Rivera, again, sat there stoic, with his arms crossed and just watching the game. And then again, like I say, at that field goal kick, dude, you got two timeouts, and they pan the camera on Rivera, and he's just standing there. No motion, no comment, no anything. He's just standing there, and I'm like, bruh, do you realize what's going on? Yes, that kicker is a hell of a kicker. I'll be first to say that. But it's something about that freeze, man. It's something about that freeze that you go ahead, call a timeout and he wasn't even near the referee to call the timeout. Call the timeout when they go in motion. Before that ball is snapped, let him go ahead and kick it and see it go through successfully. You will be surprised how much angst would fall on that kicker on his second attempt. But we did nothing. It's like he said, okay, we're just going to give them the game. We got enough to talk good about all during the week, so we just going to give them the game. Nah, bruh. You got those two timeouts. Use it. How? What in the hell did you call timeout at the traffic light leaving the stadium? Did you call timeout when your wife tried to conversate with you after the game? Tell me that you used them damn timeouts somewhere.
Who saw?
Yeah, you
saw.
Big bro, you crazy. He said, did you see with
he kept
wife?
Some things in his pocket.
Yeah, he kept some things in his home. Souvenirs.
I feel you.
Come on,
007, when you, I was just saying, 007, I feel you when you were saying earlier, I wish y'all would have went for the 2-2 to go ahead and win that game, because I believe y'all would have did it. Because didn't y'all go for 2 one time already in that game and got it?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I just think y'all had the momentum going. Even though both teams were, even though y'all, and don't get me wrong, I've been listening to them and I understand what they were saying, that all every time y'all got the ball, y'all was going 75 yards, 75 yards, 75, 65 mm-hmm. yards. But mm-hmm. at that point in time right there, the way he drove down the field and got that touchdown, I believe y'all would have got that 2 points. And another thing that Big Ben be talking about, why he get out, the coach, Ron Rivera, and what's y'all defensive coach name?
Del Rio.
Them two got to really get it together if they're supposed to be so much defensive-minded, because the offense doing what they're supposed to do. But at some point in time in the game, you need your defense to you need to have 2 to 3 stops, man. You have to do that, or some kind of takeaways, make them fumble or something. You got to do something, man, and that's on the defensive coach right there. And I blame that on Ron Rivera and Main. Cause that's
hey, can I
right
point
now,
on something?
My Betty said, did y'all see them Ravens show out though? Them Ravens were showing their tail.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
No, because I was going to say, I don't understand why LeBron Rivera, you know, saying didn't go for 2 for 1. Number two, Irv Benneby, he was deep in this playbook. He was in this bag yesterday.
Irv Benneby.
Bag.
EB. Hold on. Who did you call?
Eric Beat, okay?
I know that's right.
The one paid in full, not the one paid in full.
I know that's right.
But the thing, but what I'm trying to say, he was in his bag.
I thought he said Beanie Beat.
He did. He heard
my bad. Hey, look. Excuse my expression, but
it's
I'm saying.
Good.
My point of the matter is that man was deep in his bag on Sunday. And, you know, Sam Howell, to a point, passed over 300 yards and full touchdown drives, four straight drives, and
right,
sent it to overtime.
Right.
So,
Ron
Rivera's in the way. If they lose Thursday, he got to go bye-bye.
Yeah.
They're not gonna get rid of him like that. He gonna play out the G, and then they just not gonna renew his contract. They're not gonna get rid of. Yeah.
It's too much.
So you say we tanking?
No.
Yeah, y'all ain't got to tank.
It's just too
y'all
much
some
in
good
flux.
Tanks.
It's too much in flux right now. We got new owners. You know what I mean? These guys have to get themselves acclimated to being true NFL owners. And they have to discuss the decisions before they just make it. I'm like you. I said 4 games, if he look like trash, fire him. But you can't really do that. You have to let this thing somewhat play out and then make your move like Treese just said during the offseason. In the offseason,
man,
you make your move. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Kev. I'm sorry, Kev. I was just gonna say, if I was Airbnb, I'd start parking around Rivera's spot. He's coming for that job. It is what it is. Fake Riverboat Ron and MAGA Jack, they gonna be up out of there. It is what it is, man. So let's go. This is Sam Howell's.
Kirby said y'all gonna get on the winning streak starting with the Bears.
Okay.
Hey, Bears, it should be.
Yeah, they should beat the Bears, but, and no offense, Tank, the Cowboys should have beat the Cardinals. So
that's right. That's right. You can
say
mine, but guess what?
Go ahead.
We thought we was going to go in there and push them over, but you got to also understand, too, we had 3 offensive linemen that didn't start, man.
Okay.
Look what my man Blaine did this week. 2 interceptions and a pick 6. He just had to get his feet wet, and them boys that was on the offensive line had to get their feet wet. That's all it was. We got beat by them. It is what it is.
Hey, you know what? I have one question. That linebacker that Washington picked up from Dallas, was that
why y'all not playing him?
Yeah, is he injured or something? Because they report all these accolades and and attaboys about, and I see the way our linebackers are getting burnt, you know, trying to cover slots. And hell, they had Chase Young out in coverage this week, and I'm like, that's not his strong suit. Rushing the passer, that's what he does, bro. Why do y'all
that's
have him out? Go ahead, Tank. That's why you say.
That's why I say what I said about Ron Rivera and that y'all defensive man. They not doing the right thing because that boy is not hurt. Y'all picked him up. He was healthy, and he's supposed to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
That boy, y'all got him on the practice squad at death.
Yes.
He went from one practice squad to another.
To another one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
that's a fact.
He must be showing him something that he not doing good in, because I just can't believe he's not out there. I'm going to be honest with you, at least with y'all. I understand why he wasn't out there with us.
Well, I believe Burton, the other linebacker, now I'm okay with Davis. I like what Davis is doing. But Burton, that dude is slow. He misses assignments after assignments, and then he was missing tackles. He was had Jalen Hurts dead to right and slid off. And I'm like, bruh.
Is that one of Ron Rivera, man?
Yep.
That's why he's out there. That's why he's out there. He know he gone this year. And he ain't going to change nothing. He like, I'm going to play my guys out, and that's what it is.
Oh, well. It ain't
Kirby
a tank.
Kirby said Wade Phillips could take out defensive D and players and shut teams out.
I believe that. Seriously. Since Jack Del Rio has been our defensive coordinator, Washington really hasn't shown me anything that states that they're a better defensive team year to year. I have not seen it.
Y'all got a lot of
guys.
Money on
y'all
that
D-line.
Y'all
know what I say. I love you guys. Y'all know what it means. I love, love, love you guys. Y'all know what time it is.
Uh-huh.
I love you guys. So listen, I gave the last word to Mom Betty, so let me read it for you guys real quick. I already had, you know, prepped her, so she wrote something for you guys. She wants to say, I want to say I love Kel's Corner. I was never much of a sports fan and didn't understand why my daughter, Catrice, I don't know why she used my whole name, loved it so much. However, being in this group has taught me a lot, and I've learned so much about different sports. Thank you, guys, and I even love those sevens. Peace, love. She's talking about 57 and 007. So she said, I wish you all peace, love, and so she loves, love, love you guys so very much.
We love you too, my baddie.
And with that being said, you guys, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999. On Instagram. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You
that
guys
was me.
Can follow Kale's Corner. I'm sorry. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcClain and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, send up all of your prayers to John Sia and all of our people on the sick and shut-in prayer list. You guys, it's a lot of sports going on tonight, so you guys be safe. And pay attention out there, so my husband will say. Kel, you have the very last word.
Hey, no phone, text, or call is more important than your life. no phone call or text is more important than your life. Big boy, I'm praying for you. All our sick and shut in guys, like Tree said, let's remember to pray for them. There is power in this Kale's Corner prayer, so we're going to use that power to the utmost. All right, now, Thursday, my Washington team plays at the Mount. Yeah, baby. So, hey, listen, y'all get ready. We're going to do those picks again. Like T said.
And congratulations to me.
Congratulations to Lady T. You didn't let me say it. But congratulations to Lady T. And congratulations to you all, because the numbers are getting higher. We are really studying what needs to be studied and making the right picks. So, hey, with that in mind, you guys have a blessed Wednesday. We'll see you Thursday, 5 p.m., Lord willing. And my Betty, yeah. I'm going to have to steal it, baby. Peace, love, and soul. We'll get up with y'all Thursday. We don't own the right to the music, but you can boogie all you want.
Business.